This week, I'm in Soulard at Ray's Sports House. It is brand new. It's a Mizzou-themed sports bar. I'm with Allie Ray and her son, Corbin Ray. Guys, thanks so much for inviting me.
We are very excited to be here. Thanks for having us.
Okay, well, tell me a little bit of history. This is the old Llewellyn's. It's like kind of across from Epic Pizza. Bogart's is nearby, the Soulard Market, the Protagonist Coffee Shop. So that's where we are. Yeah. What prompted you to buy this building and open a sports bar?
Llewellyn's closed in January 2023, and they listed the building on the market. I had been looking for space for about 2 years and got under contract for it for this space in January of 2024. Fell in love with the neighborhood. Everyone in the neighborhood was extremely supportive of the concept. It was something that didn't already exist, and
what's the concept that didn't exist?
A full bore sports bar with a full food menu that can show any game at any time. In this building, we can show up to 14 live events at once. Across the board, you can play game audio, which, while that's a small detail, is one that makes a big difference for your viewing experience.
And
something that a lot of bars and restaurants don't offer. You're still listening to random top 40 music during the Super Bowl, and that's not the greatest vibe. We're sitting in a dining room right now that is two garage doors behind us that can roll up for nice weather. It's got the space. It had the kitchen. It had a ton of history. The building was built in 1890, and I mean, even when we were doing construction on it, we found the original gas lines that ran to the gas lamps outside, Sherlock Holmes style.
Right.
And to think of how this neighborhood used to look, you know, when the Titanic sunk, or during World War I, or World War II, or the Wright brothers, or the World's Fair in St. Louis, or the first Olympics in the U.S., which were also in St. Louis. There was a lot of really cool stuff going on that this building has seen and been a part of.
Well, you guys just opened, and the one thing you cannot miss is that it's yellow and black. And yeah. You guys are both wearing Mizzou colors, so tell me about the connection to Mizzou.
Well, so the connection to Mizzou is actually three generations long. So Corbin and this generation is generation number three. My generation, so we're the Gen Xers, but we're the second generation. And then, of course, we've got a previous generation before us that went to Mizzou. So Corbin is actually graduate number 9 in our line of Ray family graduates. I will say that between my husband and I, we do take 4 spots, you know, so we are the dominators between Tom and I on that, but we followed in the footsteps of my parents and Tom's parents who went to Mizzou, and then not only the two of us, but siblings went to Mizzou, and then, of course, when the next generation came, there was no choice but to go to Mizzou. So when Corbin came up with the idea of a sports bar, it was like he didn't even hesitate to say Mizzou-themed.
It's something that didn't exist in the St. Louis market. It has been crazy to me that St. Louis has a Ferrari dealership and not a true Mizzou sports bar. As we are sitting here today, Mizzou ranks number 9 in the AP top 25 in the country for football. And this is the only like truly dedicated space to those athletics and to that community, even though the city sends over 15,000 undergrad kids there annually. So that was always something that stuck in my mind of, it just fits very naturally for both our family and also just from a market perspective. It's something that people want and something that they need.
This place could be nuts on Saturdays.
Yeah, can I tell you about last Thursday, which was our opening day? So we intentionally opened on the same day as the Mizzou home opener. We were packed. We had to turn people away. We turned people away and brought business to the Soulard area. ITAP got business. Carson's got business because we couldn't hold them. And we're happy to share the enthusiasm of the Mizzou fans. But we know, like, if we're talking about one day being a proof of concept, we did it because we couldn't fit everybody. And the MIZZOU that was happening, like, many of us the next day when we showed up, like, can you hear out of one side of your head? Because I cannot hear out of my left ear right now. In fact, I'm still a little hoarse.
Well, that's exciting. Now, I came in here the other day because I live in the Soulard neighborhood. I ordered the wings. I'll tell you, being from Buffalo, I make my own wings. They're really good, I gotta be honest. But, you know, most places that I go have wings, I kind of go, oh, those are okay. But I will tell you that your wings are special in a way that I have not had in St. Louis So I'm going to say right now, they might be the best in the city. Oh, all right.
Wow.
And there was a chef here having them at the same time as I was having them, and he had the same reaction. Tell me a little bit about the wings.
The wings we actually played with quite a bit. I mean, that cook time, like, we tested it. I mentioned to you, Scott, earlier, you know, that actually, like, in my other life, I call myself Hannah Montana sometimes, but in my researcher life, like, we test these things out, you know, we collect the data and we take a look at things, but we actually know exactly how long we need to drop those wings for a certain color, and then we also know our tossing and coating. So one of the things that I loved when I got to meet you the other day was we talked about how every bite of that wing that you had was not only, like, did it look nice, but, like, every bite that you got was coated appropriately with either the sauce or the dry rub, you know, whatever the guest chooses. But that is part of the key on how we do that. I want it to look nice, but I want it to taste really good. I witnessed someone actually take a utensil and spoon out the rest of the sauce the other day. Again, I shall not name this person, but I wish I could have videotaped that. It was awesome.
I've never done that before in my life. But it was so good, and that's what... Okay, so you mentioned the sticking to the wing.
Yeah.
That has always been my main gripe about wings at restaurants. You get them, and the sauce has already fallen off.
Yeah.
And when I make mine, there is a secret ingredient that I use that I've never tasted in any other wings, and I'll tell you about it later.
Yes, but, yes. Not appropriate for broadcast.
Right. But it makes them stick to the wings, and I could tell the thickness of your sauce has that... Your sauce, I'm talking about the Almost Famous hot sauce.
Yes.
It had layers to it and seasonings to it that I haven't tasted in a quote-unquote buffalo-type sauce.
Yeah.
So it's definitely different. It's unique. It's delicious. And I want to try the other sauces, too, because the chef that was here, he raved about those, too. So.
Yeah. He was a chef from, I'll be honest, I don't even remember which restaurant. He named off a bunch of them he'd been at. But he was checking us out as a chef, you know, at one of the area establishments. And it was, you know, it was fun to talk food with him because I love to talk food. But, like, all of these sauces we're talking about, whether it's for the wings or any of our other sauces, our appetizers come out with two sauces. That was my other way to elevate. Sure, we could have just given you marinara, for example, with the toasted cannelloni, but we didn't want to do that. You know, we love in our household pesto sauce. And so we're like, what can we do with pesto sauce? I walk around back there with a whisk in my hand all the time. Whisk in one hand, rag in another. I like to clean. I like to whisk. But we like whisking stuff up all the time because you should be able to smell it. And I love the way that you describe the layers because to me it's like notes in a song, notes in a fragrance, right? So it's you should be able to see your food, smell your food, taste your food. And when you eat it, it should make you feel good. And so, you know, we call ourselves a sports house, but lately I've also been calling myself the house mom because we want to welcome everybody over here and we want you to feel like this is an extension of our house. You know, so we make it a point, I think this is also part of the reason why I'm hoarse, but I want to meet as many of our patrons as possible. I love seeing all of you here enjoying the sports like we would do on a Sunday or whatever. I mean, we're watching the game like everybody else. We're eating like everybody else. Now we've just brought it to Soulard so you can be part of our family experience that we've been doing for decades anyway.
Corbin, tell me a little bit more about the overall experience you're going for here besides the Mizzou theme.
So in terms of what makes a good sports bar a sports bar, I thought this before I started this process, that it's just hanging TVs and then you put some stuff on. But there's a lot of back-end technology that goes into it, and the ability to put a game on in front of any table, in front of any bar seat, so people can watch exactly what they want to watch, where they want to watch it, in the place where they want to watch it at. And we've really accomplished that. The general atmosphere for Rays, besides the Mizzou aspect, is even the other day when the Cardinals and Yankees were going at it, there was a tremendous hit that went out and it homered. It was a 3-1. It was a 3-run homer, and this place,
Brandon just, Donovan.
Yep, yeah. It just erupted.
It erupted. And I heard it back in the kitchen.
I was like, we might also be a Birds bar, and when the Blues come back, this will be a Blues bar, and the ability to have a really good sports viewing and sports centric experience with really good food and a strong drink program to go with it. Even when Mizzou football isn't playing, when it's college basketball season, I mean, when you really start to break down how many sports are on throughout the year, we're we're in the dead zone right now. It was the dog days of baseball, and there were the Olympics on, but we're finally getting out of there. We're getting into football season. After that, it's going to roll straight into, you know, through December, onto January. You've got playoffs for NFL and college football. That's going to roll down here into Mardi Gras, which then rolls into St. Patrick's, which then rolls into March Madness, which then rolls into, and like you continue to play that game, and you're like, wow, okay, there's a lot that we can offer people that there aren't that many places that can offer something similar. So a good environment, the food and the staff make it everything. We've got a tremendous staff right now, front of house and back of house, big personalities that are really helpful and outgoing. They're very friendly. It makes the world difference to have really good product that the staff doesn't have to lie about and say, oh, this is my favorite thing, because they actually can have favorite things here because the food is good. I'm really happy with how this has turned out so far. And behind the curtain, we're getting more and more things figured out and finalized. But at the front, I'm really pleased with how this has gone. We've got some great management in place, too.
Yeah, in the back of house, man, I will vouch. I've spent a lot of time with our kitchen team. They love to cook. I mean, so whenever we serve you something, it is part of them on that plate. I want to give out a shout out to Bradford, because, you know, we're talking about the wings. I mean, he is so open to feedback. He's young. He's grown up in the food industry, but he's young. But he's still learning. And it's so fun to work with the team that we have back there, because it's like a student-teacher food lab experiment. So whenever we ideate something, like just before we got ready for the Mizzou game, we were going to introduce these tailgater platters. And so we were ideating on bratwurst. And we were actually having a healthy debate in the back, because we love food. And so we were debating about bratwurst, what to do with them. And then we decided to focus group it. So I marched around out here with a big platter of bratwurst. We cut them up in little pieces. And the patrons who were here, they all got to taste it. We're like, so one side of the back of house likes this approach, non-traditional. The other side of the back of house likes this. And we actually had them vote. I mean, it was just tons of fun. And so we ended up on opening day, right, with that particular platter that we'd actually gotten customer feedback on just a couple days beforehand.
I love that. And when I came in here, I've been here twice now. The first time I came in, the bartender was kind of talking like that, like, tell me what you think about this salad.
And
the, you know, people who own this place are really interested in feedback, which people are going to love. People want their restaurants to listen to them. That's not that difficult a thing to do. But most places don't do it.
Right.
So it's very exciting to hear that. And then we talked. You were there, and I mentioned blue cheese, and you said, I'll think about it. So that's all I
did. It went on the list, Scott. Okay. It's on the list. I'm thinking about different kinds of cheeses. I'm going to surprise you with something.
Okay, well, that's
you'll be
good
part
too.
Of my focus group.
All right, that sounds good. Let me talk a little academics here, because you both grads, Mizzou grads. What did you study?
I graduated with a bachelor's degree in textile and apparel management from the Human Environmental Studies School, HES at Mizzou, which was a very, very strong school and a very, very strong program, which Mizzou actually axed. So I was the last graduating class.
Really?
HES.
Yeah. What did you want to do with that?
So the first thing I did when I turned 18 years old was open an LLC. I have very long been interested in entrepreneurship, and for a long time, clothing was my route to what the entrepreneurship that I wanted to do. And it blends well here, because this will be the first time I say this publicly. We're doing a lot of capsule work right now. I'm working with Arch Apparel and a lot of small manufacturers to create some really fun stuff that play into
merch,
which plays into our vintage kind of retro sports social media vibe we've been giving off. But it's going to be some really fun stuff, both tied into game days and in general. And we've got those projects rolling, and the initial designs look really good. And these are great companies we're working with, and they're very smart people, which has made this allowed me to just give them free rein to just do as they see fit, which has been awesome. But that's what I wanted to do with my degree. And out of school, I started working full-time before I even graduated in a commercial real estate role doing sales and leasing for a property management company. That got my feet wet on deals that most 21, 22-year-olds don't get exposure to. This was a family office, and so there really wasn't a lot of traditional corporate red tape for who got to work on what project. Those guys were not perfect by any means, and they still do their thing in Columbia, but I got to see a lot of things with that company that most people don't. And while I was there, I was actually running a bar for them that they owned on the weekends. And it started to ideate in my mind, how can I merge the three things that I've been doing now professionally, which is being at Mizzou, I've now been doing commercial real estate, and now also on the hospitality side with, you know, the beverage side of things, how can I blend all three? And that got my wheels turning, so that about 2 years ago, started looking at space in St. Louis, how that process, but I mean, top to bottom, there's so much continuing education to do. If I had known what I know now about what I would need to know, I wish I had studied insurance.
You had a dime.
Yeah, like there are so many things you've got to be not just proficient at, but really good at, or you'll lose your shirt in some of these. You've got to be really careful. And a lot of it is just luck and timing, like everything else in life. But that's my academic background, but I've completely reorganized my life around this, and the jobs I had since I started the idea were all about management in strong places where I could see how those spots worked and the neighborhoods that they operated in, and just really get to learn what makes a good restaurant a good restaurant. There's a lot of people that open these without prior experience, and good luck in today's rate environment telling a lender that you want X to do Y, and your experience is zilch. They're just going to tell you to leave. And so you've got to be able to back up what you're doing. And I really tried to put my money where my mouth was in some of the studies that I've been doing, you know, even since graduating.
Well, Corbin, your intelligence is clear and obvious. And so I think
I appreciate it.
Yeah. I think you're doing pretty well.
Thank you.
And you're the mom, but Allie, you're in school still.
I am in school still.
She's the smarter one.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. You know, there were some things you just disclosed that, like, made me uneasy, because I thought when you were at school, you were actually studying some of those things. So, anyway, I didn't know this was also a true confessions episode. But, no, so my background, so, you know, Corbin's dad is in commercial real estate, and so we're going to talk about genes and DNA for a second before we get into the academics. But, you know, his interest in that probably stemmed from at a young age. My husband's been in the commercial real estate business for over 30 years, you know, so obviously he was instrumental when the family was looking for real estate, you know, for this endeavor. So shout out to Dad, to Tom for that. But then Corbin also has a grandmother, my mom, who was in the restaurant business. And I grew up in the restaurant bakery business. And doing that, you know, when I came into adulthood and went to Mizzou, I was not going to do this. Like, that was the last thing I had planned to do. So didn't study that at Mizzou, but it did skip a generation. So my mother is thrilled that Corbin wants to do this now. But when I went to Mizzou, I actually had thought I was going to become a pediatrician until I met my first cadaver. And so that cadaver did it for me. I was like, you know, I actually don't like to touch people like that. So I don't think I'm going to do well as a doctor. But I pivoted because I've always had a heart for working with children and families. So my degree was in human development, family studies, same school that Corbin graduated from, Human Environmental Sciences, which is also the same school that my mother-in-law graduated from. It was known as home economics, and she was a home ex teacher in Kansas City until she retired. So that HES blood, you know, runs all three generations from the Mizzou tradition side. So needless to say, all three of us were quite unhappy when HES was merged into other schools there at the university, but we still were the black and gold. So in addition to the human development family studies background that I received in my bachelor's degree, my master's degree at was also through HES, but it was more administration and management of human services organizations. So that's where I learned the business side of running nonprofit organizations, government, philanthropy. But based on what I grew up in the family business, with that, you know, I'm the one who likes to, I told you I like to do data. So I'm the one who does the business, the analytics sides, the forecasting. Because I've done that my whole career. I've been a nonprofit executive director here in St. Louis for a long time. I'm actually a consultant for nonprofit philanthropy, do strategic planning, organizational development. So I'm helping a lot of these organizations do some of the things that we're doing here just for their enterprise, even though it's nonprofit. And then, yes, I am a student again, Scott, you're right. A couple of years ago, I decided to go back to school myself. So I'm actually more than halfway through my doctoral program. So I will be in about a semester getting into the dissertation phase. So hopefully while you all are here, you'll get to witness me become Dr. Allie. Nice. With my PhD. But I'm actually, this one I moved away from Mizzou because I thought 2 degrees was enough. But I'm actually a student at Pepperdine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I'm actually next week going to be flying out to L.A. for my face-to-face classes. But shout out to my Waves family, in addition to my Tigers families. But I am branching out a little bit. But I am also a Pepperdine student right now.
How about that? How in the hell do you have time to do all this stuff?
It's why my voice is hoarse. That's all I can say.
And you said you know Charlie Brennan?
I do. Oh, my gosh. Charlie. Hi, Charlie. So, actually, Corbin and I were just on the phone with Charlie just a couple weeks ago while we were in construction phase. So, my husband is actually, this is that 6 degrees of separation we have in St. Louis. So, my husband's actually doing some work with Charlie. And so, he mentioned to Charlie that we were doing this Ray Sports House piece. So, we got on the phone with him. We were chatting with him. And he had some ideas for me. But Charlie has been a longtime supporter of our family, of our endeavors. When I was that nonprofit executive director at CASA, Court Appointed Special Advocates, Charlie did some things for us to help us recruit volunteers from the community to work with children in foster care. And so that's been really cool, just so that Charlie has seen all the different chapters of the Ray family. He's been right there alongside with us. So anyway, he's always been a big fan. We're a big fan of his. But yeah, we know Charlie Brennan.
We love Charlie. He's still around.
He's still around
Camo X family.
Exactly.
Well, guys, I guess that'll do it, unless you have something else you wanted to add.
We want folks to just know that we're here to stay. We told you we bought, you know, so we're not a flyby, but we are constantly ideating. So whether it's going to be the drink program that Corbin takes the lead on, the food program that I take the lead on, we are always, as you said, open to feedback and ideas. We love hearing from people for what is of interest to you. And I like to say, from the TV perspective, if you can remember, once upon a time, you used to go up to the DJ, right, and you'd put in a song request. In 2024, you get to come here and you get to put on a sports request, right? So anything you want to see, as Corbin said, there is a TV, 360 of you. We have, you want to guess how many TVs we have on this first floor?
There's a second floor?
There's a second floor that we'll be opening, so stay tuned for that.
I didn't know about that.
Stay tuned for that. But on this floor, Scott, how many TVs do you think we have?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. 32.
You're not far off. 44.
Oh, wow. Even more.
Yeah. So 44 different whatever you want to see. But
And you'll have all the sports packages?
All of the commercial sports packages. Whenever DirecTV and Disney stop feuding with each other, that blackout will end. But every single commercial sports package, including Sunday Ticket. And we are looking at the UFC right now and really trying to figure out the best way to show that to the patrons that are interested in it, and where it also makes sense for us. Because anyone that's familiar with the pricing for pay-per-view UFC on a commercial level, it's a doozy.
Yeah,
so
I bet.
Figuring that out. But right now, every single package, whether it's Friday Night Baseball, every football, every network, NHL Center Ice, Extra Innings.
It's like a sports fan's dream to have that.
It is a sports fan's dream.
Everyone wants to go to a sports bar that has all the options, and they can actually watch the game on a TV that's close to them.
Yeah, and hear the audio.
And hear the audio.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, like you're right there.
Allie, Corbin, Ray Sports House. It's brand new in Soulard in the old Llewellyn's. Come check it out. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
We'll see you again soon.
Definitely.